got, I don't think it rotted, but I don't, it just dry rot, I think. But I sold the oven for $10 to a guy come by.
Uh-huh. And what were they used for to begin with?
Water. You kept water in them all the time.
Mm-hmm. And you just call that one the bucket?
Just a bucket.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when you milked the cow, did you have anything special that you had to say to her to get her to stay still or?
Talk to her, yeah.
What'd you say?
I called her Bessie.
Uh-huh.
And I'd carry sugar down there to her before I'd milk. She always got 2 lumps of sugar.
She liked that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But you didn't have any special term that meant to be still or anything.
She didn't mind to be milked. She gave so much milk because she was glad to get rid of it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, she had a lot. That pail full of milk. But you know what I used to love to do? Milk it in my mouth and drink warm milk.
Straight out of the cow.
Kid, I was telling a little boy down at the center where we go to eat. In the summertime, there's a lady that helps out down there, and she has a little grandson, and he came in there one day, and I don't know who told him, but somebody told him that I had milked the cow, and he come in there and talked to me about it, and he laughed, and he laughed, and he laughed. So Christmas, he gave me a watch for Christmas. Gave me a watch for Christmas.
It wasn't that sweet.
Oh, and he loved me there. They couldn't believe it. He told his mother.
Isn't that pretty?
I want you to buy me a watch.
That's pretty.
And she said she didn't question him at first. What he wanted to watch for. He told her, he said, you'll see. And he gave out the Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
He had that thing wrapped in the tiniest little piece of paper, just as neat as it could be, and taped all the way around. And he gave everybody a gift, even me, from the senior citizen. They bought us a nice, you had your choice of what you want, whether it be a sweater or a gown or what. And I told him that I wanted a pretty blue gown. And she chose a sweater. And we had gotten our gifts on, and he come back over there. He said, this is special. And they could not believe that he was giving me a special gift for Christmas.
You were lucky. Well, now, what about after you milked it? Did you make your own butter out of it?
Goodness, churn that milk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Made homemade loaf bread. My mother cooked the best homemade loaf bread in the world. And my daddy cooked the best bacon in the world.
Did you ever make cheese?
No, never made cheese. But clabber, I love clabber.
How would you eat it?
With a spoon and biscuit.
Just with the biscuit.
Mm-hmm. I love the biscuit, just bite the biscuit.
Uh-huh.
Now with my buttermilk, I wanted the cornbread. Well, we still do. We'll take a notion for it. And I just threw out a half a pound that I made for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We take it and put the cornbread in the cup and pour the buttermilk over. We do that about at least twice a week.
Mm-hmm. What shape do you make the cornbread in?
In a long pan.
Oh, okay.
A little bit. So